This is Malcolm Ross of Joseph K. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Hey everybody, this is Tony at Large. Tune in to the Eclectomaniac radio show for a fun, sexy mix of new hits, throwbacks, and remixes. Third Wednesday of the month from 7 to 9:30 p.m. only on WGXC 90.7 FM Accra. Love is the answer. Tune in.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Simon Says, playing music as it is and reading news as it was. Every Monday, tune in.
Every Friday on WGXC from noon until 2, check out the Sugar Shack Jukebox featuring decades of funk, R&B, rock, pop, soul, and much more. That's every Friday on WGXC after the noon headlines until 2 p.m.
Let's see. Back to the pledge drive. The pullover. I love what you've done with this, Ellen. You've given it a whole new dimension to this drive. Put on your pullover sweaters. Pull over your car and make a pledge. Now, you can do this in so many ways.
Maybe we can give away pullover sweaters.
I got a couple in my closet I'm getting rid of.
Like the navy blue one.
No. I have a gray V-neck. Who wears V-necks, really? What is a V-neck, anyway?
I don't know. It seems to befit the president of a lofty organization.
No. If Paul Fussell, that great commentator on American mores and ways and also literary critic, in his book, Class, he said V-necks were for men to reveal that under their sweater they did indeed have a tie on.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that there was...
For a ascot, you mean?
What? Yeah.
Oh, that they had chest hair.
Chest hair.
Well, that's if they had no T-shirt or something underneath. But no, he said it was, you know, so guys could show they really were wearing a tie when they were wearing a sweater. In any case, so I'm willing to get rid of my gray V-neck pullover during this pullover pledge drive. And, Ellen, you know what I think I'll do? I think I'll sign it with here's our next guest. I will sign the with a marker. That'd be cool, right? So if you call in, you can get, and with a pledge. And I think this pledge will require, while our guests get set up here, this pledge should require at least $25 pledge. You'll get a gray used pullover that I think I bought at Second Show. But the difference will be in black Markle. I will sign it. I will sign that V-neck pullover for $25 pledge. That's all. Otherwise, please call and become one of our new sustaining monthly supporters. I keep saying members. We're not a membership organization. We have supporters. We're looking for $250 during this pledge drive. You can do that by going online and doing it. You could call in and do it. If you want to call in, call 697-7400. Or online, go to WGXC. /donate. Or you can just send in a check, believe it or not. You could send it to WGXC in care of Wave Farm at 5662 Route 23, Akron, New York, 12405. Or send it right here to our studio at 369 Warren Street on the 4th Street side here, excuse me, in Hudson, 12534. Or you can just stop by.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of WGXC or Waveform. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those exclusively of the guest and not of the WGXC host.
You are beautiful on the inside. You are innocence personified. And I will drag you down and sell you out. Run away. I am cold like December snow. I have carved out this soul made of stone. And I will drag.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to Jason Smith's Deplorable Radio Show for Sunday, October 14th, 2018. Opening the show with Chris Jericho's band, Fozzy, and their song Judas. And it didn't really occur to me until I started to lower the song how weird it is that I'm playing a song called Judas in the basement of a church. So, there's that. But I played that song because 2 weeks from now, I will be on my way to the Bahamas on the Chris Jericho Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea, and I am really looking forward to that. It's guaranteed to be the greatest vacation of my life. Lots of wrestling going on, lots of rock and roll, comedy. It's basically everything I love. So, looking forward to that. What's up, Jerry Diamond?
Not much, man, not much. Just got back from Virginia.
Yes, you did. You just got back from Virginia. You started to tell me about that before the show, and I didn't want you to tell me too much because I wanted to ask you about it on the show. How is Virginia?
It's still there.
It's still there.
It's still there.
Did you do any comedy while you were down there?
No, because the weather was so bad down there. I got caught to a tornado down there. I had a hurricane. Hurricane Michael came through down through the Florida coast, and it came up through to a tropical storm. But with that tropical storm came a few tornadoes, so it took out a lot of trees, power lines, so a lot of flooding, so a lot of places, there's still a lot of people out of power out there.
It could be worse. You could have done comedy down there.
Yeah, that would have really killed it down there. Send it back home.
We got a big show today. We got a pledge drive going on, pullover and pledge drive. We got a very special guest, his second time on the show. Mr. Ethan Ullman is here.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Ethan?
It's so great to be back in this new studio.
Is it weird coming back on the air? Like you were the host of your own comedy radio show for what, 8 years?
About 8 years, yeah.
About 8 years, and you haven't been on the air in a while. Is it weird coming back after such a long time?
No, it's fun. It's fun to come back. You know, I miss doing the radio show. I stopped it after almost 8 years just because I just didn't have time to do a weekly 2 hour show anymore, and I felt I couldn't put the time into it, but hey, 1 hour's every year or so, that's fine. I can manage.
There you go. You are a very busy guy, and we're gonna get into all the things that you're up to coming up this month, and then you're bringing back something in December.
That's right.
And we'll get into that.
We'll get into it.
I want to go over a few things. I mean, like I mentioned, we have a pledge drive going on. It's the pull over and pledge drive. So most of you are probably listening in your cars. Pull over and then call 518-697-7400 and donate some money to us.
Yeah, we're all poor.
We can't do it without you. We can't run this show. We can't run this station without you.
We're looking for some new sustaining sponsors, meaning call in and say, I'm willing to give $5, $10 a month. I mean, that's really nothing to a lot of people.
No, it's not.
You
no.
can't even get a hamburger for $5.
No, not anymore.
So what's $5 a month? Pull over your car, go on WGXC.org/donate if you feel like donating online.
Even me not having a cup of coffee or a donut for a couple of days, I mean, it's for a good cause. You
coffee
know?
And donuts, I can't live without the coffee, but I mean, donuts,
well,
donuts
can I,
aren't good
but you
for
know,
you.
If it's for a good cause, it's not. It's all about give and take here, you know? Give and take, right? Absolutely.
Did you do many pledge drives when you were?
Never, no, never did him. We were funded by the Student Association at the University of Albany, so we didn't have to beg for money on the air.
Well, we kind of are begging for money, but it's for a good cause, and if you're listening to the station, it's a cause that you're already supporting because you're a listener.
I was told I'm a good seller because back in the day in school, we had to sell candy bars for our field trips, for our senior trips, you know. I sold the most candy bars. Because I bought a lot of them.
Well, there you go.
How sad is that?
There you go.
Did
make
you at least
a
get
lot
like
of pledges.
A t-shirt or something to commemorate all the sales?
That's right. Sugar diabetes was number one.
So there's that going on. We'll talk more about the pledge drive in a little bit. Again, call 518-697-7400 or go to WGXC.org/donate to donate. Jerry, we started talking about this on the last episode, the national holidays for the day. Do you know what holidays there are going on today?
No, please tell me. I'm dying to know.
You're dying to know? Are you? All right, let me find them.
It's like Columbus Day or something, right?
We already had that.
Oh.
Yeah, that happened.
Was that last week?
Or yeah, that was last Monday. Yeah. You missed it.
I had to work.
I did too. We still celebrate.
I just happened to be off that day. Anyway, today, October 14th, is Be Bald and Be Free Day.
That's me every day.
None of us are bald. Are you bald?
Yeah, what do you think I wear this hat for?
I'm getting close.
You're getting close?
I got you beat.
Okay. It's also,
next year I'll celebrate it.
It's also, here's Jerry's favorite day, National Chocolate Covered Insect Day.
Yeah.
Woo! So go find some cockroaches, throw some chocolate on them.
I did down in Virginia, let them there.
To tie into that, it's also National Dessert Day.
Okay. Oh, that's my favorite.
Here's one. I forgot what it stands for, but it's National Frump Day. F-R-U-M-P. It stands for something. Want to take any guesses?
There is a Weird Al song from his first album called Mr. Frump and the Iron Lungs. So
yes.
Perhaps it's celebrating that
celebrating
song.
Celebrating that, yes.
Instead of humping, we're frumping.
That's right.
Because, you know, Wednesday's Hump Day. So this is Frump Day.
I hear they're thinking about renaming it Trump Day.
Oh, no. That's every day for that case.
I'm looking up what Frump Day stands for. I saw it earlier. I did not remember what it meant. Let's see. Okay. Known as National Frugal, Responsible, Unpretentious, Mature Persons Day.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah.
No, not me. No. That's not far from being me.
Yeah, that day sucks.
My girl said, that's Jerry. No, it's not me, honey. I'm sorry.
Now, for that day, FRUMP, because it's an acronym, is in all capitals. However, today is also National Lowercase Day.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I wrote that in all lowercase.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. Attention to detail.
They'd appreciate that, too.
It's Pastor Appreciation Day, which is good. We're in a church.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it is also World Standards Day.
World what? Standards, okay.
No standards.
I think that has to do with like measurements and
oh,
stuff
yeah.
like
we,
that.
We should celebrate that.
Yeah, we should.
Absolutely.
Once a year.
Yeah, once
and
a
no
year.
And no more.
Well, last Saturday was National Coffee Day where people got coffee. If you went to Dunkin' Donuts, you bought one coffee, got one free. Stewart's, you bought from noontime to closing was free coffee all day long. And at Cumberland Farms where I work, you text the number and free coffee, and you get a free coffee.
Oh, wow.
But now, this past Friday, from this Friday, every Friday at the end of the month there, is Free Coffee Friday at Cumberland Farms. So second, third, or fourth Friday of this month is Free Coffee Friday.
What about this day in history? Do you know what happened 100 years ago today?
I wasn't around.
Actually, 110 years ago today.
I wasn't.
Oh, 110. Yeah, I was going to say nothing 100 years ago, but 110. Yeah,
yeah.
I know that.
110
one.
Years ago today, the Cubs won the World Series.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
They was beat the Detroit Tigers 2-0.
Yep. Yep. Is it the most recent time they won?
No, the most recent time and the only time after the 1908 World Series was 2016.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's that. They went.
That's right.
Let me do my math here. That's a 1,000 years without winning a World Series.
Wow,
and then,
that.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
It's like the Buffalo Bills playing football.
The playoffs are going on now. The World Series is a little further back than it was 110 years ago.
Yes, it is.
We're in the playoffs right now, and my Red Sox. Lost a heartbreaker of a game in Fenway Park to the Houston Astros last night. I take it you didn't watch.
Well, I wasn't around.
No, this was last night, not 110 years ago.
Wow.
Okay.
You didn't get to the studio last night?
No, I was on the road last night. I was driving back from Virginia last night.
Yeah, they lost 7-2 last night in a real heartbreaker. I mean, the ninth inning that just fell apart for them. They could have come back, but they did not.
Sorry. How are the Pirates doing? That's my team.
The Pirates are your team.
Yeah, they're still sailing.
They are. Their season is over.
Okay. Yeah, a long time ago with the Mets.
A few months ago, probably.
With the New York Mets. They went with the New York Mets. They're all celebrating.
I remember in high school, my friend was obsessed with sports. He knew like all the stats of all the players. And I always say the Pirates are my favorite team because it's the first MLB team I actually saw in a live show or live performance, or I don't know what it's called, live match, what is it called, live game,
live,
I went to a game of the Pirates
game, live game.
Yeah, so it's just like, all right, this is my favorite team because I really just don't care about it. And I'm telling my friend that I love the Pirates and he's like, that's not a team, you're just making that up. And so this guy who that's how crappy of a team they are is that this guy who knows the stats of every player on every team has never heard of the Pirates. So go Pirates.
I probably should be a Pirates fan because I love all things that are Pirates, you know.
Right.
I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan.
Yeah.
But that's mostly because I for a short time I lived in the Tampa area. So I kind of adopted them as my team. But
I've always been a Mets fan. Always been a Mets fan. Always.
Always been a Mets fan.
Yep.
What does Mets stand for? I know it stands
my entire team sucks.
There you go. That's what it stands for.
And the Buffalo Bills, boy, I love losing Super Bowls.
Real quickly, we got some NFL games going on. I don't want to take too much time, Jerry. I know you like to analyze these. But just quick predictions.
Wrestling.
Quick predictions. Buccaneers versus Falcons. I'm going with Buccaneers.
Falcons.
So am I. I'm going Buccaneers also.
And Ethan's going with the Falcons. We got the Steelers and the Bengals.
Steelers.
Okay.
I'll go Bengals just to be different.
I'll agree with Jerry. Chargers and Browns.
Browns.
Always Browns.
Yeah. Did you hear about the Browns? They got like free beer after their first game they won. They all
really?
Got licked up, pissed up, drunk by Budweiser. Supported them with the beer.
Oh, yeah?
The whole city, yeah. Because what happened last year, they lost every game. They were really so bad last year.
So Budweiser bought them all the beer?
Yeah, the whole city of beer, a case of beer. The whole city, if they won a game, and they won the game, and so they're like,
that's wow. One of the coolest things I've heard of a beer
true.
Company doing,
it's
but I can't stand the taste of Budweiser.
So that's what's wrong with you, aren't we, isn't it?
Brown fans deserve Budweiser.
My girl says Chargers. You're a sad girl.
Couple more. We're not going to get into all of them, but your Bills are playing the Texans. I'm going with the Texans.
I'm going with the Bills. Hey, see the Bills.
I'm
they
go
went,
with
they
it's
won by
be
one
a tie.
Last week. They went by one last
tie.
Week. They went by one last week.
Hey, a win's a win.
You got that right.
And you got the Bears and the Dolphins.
I'm gonna go with the Bears.
Yeah, the Bears. It's gotta be the Bears.
Bears. Just to be different on this one, I'm gonna go with the Dolphins.
Yeah, no.
Last month we went down scores and I went with Da Bears and they lost. So all right. I'm not gonna go through all the rest of the games going on, but that's a little
bit. Are the Giants playing?
The Giants, didn't they play Thursday?
Yeah, that's true. They lost Thursday. I thought they were playing Sunday, too. Maybe I was wrong. I know they played Thursday, and they didn't do so good Thursday.
They played the Eagles in a losing effort, 34-13 was the final.
Yeah, they had a bad, bad game.
A bad, bad game?
Bad, bad game. But you know what? I tell you something. You know, how the Giants would become a comeback at the last year's episode, but boy, they proved me wrong.
Yeah.
But the Bills, they're starting to pick up, though. The Buffalo Bills are starting to pick up.
All right. Well, I don't normally do this, but I'm going to take a quick break. We're gonna play a little promo. I don't know what this one sounds like. We played a promo before the show about the pledge drive, and
the guy was like going to give the sweater off his back, and
yeah, we learned a lot about V-neck sweaters, and
yeah.
So you can see the tie underneath. That's,
I used to wear
those great
kind of sweaters back in the day.
So
you did,
yeah.
So we're gonna take
a quick break. So to show your tie,
yeah.
Oh, okay,
I didn't wear a tie though.
Oh, okay.
We're going to take a quick break, talk about the pledge drive. We'll be right back with Ethan Allman on WGXC.
I'm riding in your car. You turn on the radio.
Stop and get out of your car if you can, starting Wednesday, October 10th, with the WGXC Pullover Pledge Drive. If you spend the morning on the road listening to Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! Live at 8 a.m., or if your afternoon involves spending time with hosts on 90.7 FM, consider making a pledge during the Pullover Pledge Drive. Your collection of community voices is different than public radio. We're not interested in reporting on the president's whereabouts every 5 minutes. Instead, WGXC provides the community a chance to have their say about local issues like the Greene County Jail, water problems in Nassau and Hoosick Falls, the 19th congressional election, and more. You can hear more coverage of those issues on the air on 90.7 FM than anywhere else in the local media landscape. So consider making a sustainable pledge to WGXC, a recurring donation to keep WGXC available on your car radio at 90.7 FM.
Okay, and we are back with Jason Smith's Deplorable Radio Show. That was a quick little break to talk more about the pledge drive, hoping to pick up some sustainable sponsorships out there. $5-$10 a month, I mean, I'm going to give $5 a month. Why not?
Why not?
Right?
For a good cause. Keep us on air.
Keep us on the air is right, Jerry. We are joined by our special guest, Ethan Allman, today.
Hey!
Talked a little bit earlier. Talked about national holidays for today. I don't know if they're national holidays or just days that are recognized.
Yeah, days are recognized.
Some guy just like made a he had blog and just wrote them out, and we're just spreading the gospel here.
He went every day off to get paid for a holiday.
So, Ethan, you're the producer of pretty much the best comedy show.
Yeah.
That's the title of the show.
Pretty much the best comedy show. I'm a co-producer along with my buddy Tom Lewis. And, yeah, we just celebrated 4 years.
Four years.
Yeah. Over 60 shows, 4 years.
Wow.
And it's the longest-running independent comedy show.
Congratulations.
In the Capital Region. Thank you.
Congratulations. What's, like, the secret to such a long run?
I guess finding a good co-producer who you get along with.
Now, Tom's been producing shows as well before this. He's been producing open mics.
Oh, yeah, he's been producing stuff. And we both produce stuff independently as well. But it just kind of started about 4 years ago when he had a buddy, Ahmed Barucha, who's going to be in town. And he's like, hey, do you know any clubs who can, you know, put this guy up who's from California who's going to be in town? And I was like, oh, why don't we bring him to Proctor's? And it sold so well, and we were so unexpected. We're like, hey, let's just do this every month. And we haven't looked back, so it's just been
nice.
Going well.
So it's at Proctor's Theater in Schenectady.
Yeah, in the underground, and super excited for this month. Jason, as someone who was on my previous radio show, you know that I talked to Zach Sherwin, formerly known as MC Mr. Napkins, quite a bit.
I do know
on
that.
The air, and excited to have him be coming in to do the show from Los Angeles this upcoming 2 Saturdays from now on the 27th of October.
Now, Zach Sherwin, he's a pretty talented guy. I was checking out a lot of his stuff last night while I was preparing for the show.
Yeah.
I was familiar with him already from, like you said, doing your show so many times. But I found a couple of things, and I think I want to play them on the air.
Awesome.
He's known on YouTube for a series called Epic Rap Battles of History.
Yes.
Where he plays various characters.
Have you seen those?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, so he's actually in a couple of them, but he's one of the head writers along with Lloyd and Peter. And man, they are so funny. And I heard a rumor they're coming back because they've been off a while. Yeah.
Oh, good.
So
because they are funny.
Yeah.
Now, I watched a couple of them. One of them, he played Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
And he was in a rap battle with Batman.
Yeah, I love that one.
That one was so hard for me because I'm a lifelong Batman fan, but I'm also a lifelong Zach Sherwin fan, so I had to go Sherlock on that one.
Well, yeah. You have to go Sherlock on that one, regardless.
It was hard.
Hey, I did watch that one. I'm not going to play that one on the air. If you're interested, check it out on YouTube after the show is over because it is very entertaining. Like Ethan, I am also a lifelong Batman fan. So, but I feel like Sherlock Holmes kind of won that rap battle.
I agree.
I'm looking for...
I'm a Superman fan.
Here we go. This is the one I'm going to play on the air. In this one, he plays Stephen King. Do you know who he has a rap battle with?
I'm trying to remember.
It's funny. It's Stephen King versus Edgar Allan Poe in a rap battle. This is Zach Sherwin, formerly known as MC Mr. Napkins. In an epic rap battle of history.
And he's going to, so let me just real quick. So he's coming and he does both stand up and he does raps and he does wordplay jokes. So he does the comedy raps and it's, he did our show a couple years ago and it's still one of my all time favorites having him in.
That's pretty cool.
It's fun.
Nice. I'm trying to get my phone to work in here. Trying to get some YouTube. All right, here we go. This is Stephen King, a.k.a. Zach Sherwin, versus Edgar Allan Poe in an epic rap battle.
Once upon a midnight dreary, as I spit this weak and weary, I will choke this joker with a trochee till his cheeks are teary. But y'all don't hear me, all should fear me. I'll forever be better, you'll never be near me. Your books are as eerie as Beverly Cleary. You're a full Bram Stoker, so scram, the show's over. Your flow so-so, pose poems, pone poser. I wrote him locked in a cave, while I sobbed in a rage. The telltale heart beats soft in his grave. Well, this jerk just beats off on a page.
Oh, you wanna talk shop?
You got that fun.
Go back to Hot Topic and shop for a time.
There's a melancholy alcoholic laughing stock
in the King's Inn.
Now watch the castle rock.
Pouty little poet with an opiate affliction.
I'm a workaholic with a fiction addiction.
Make a dedicated reader shivery and jittery.
Feel that rage. And misery.
You better start running, man.
You're in deep poo-poo. I'm a mad dog.
Thanks, Shiny.
Cujo.
Tell me, knock you down till you can't stand up.
You're as soft as Poe, the Kung Fu Panda.
Racks on racks, cause I pen fat stacks of frightening writing. Have you seen the pie?
I can even take a break from my routine style.
Crank out a Shawshank or a Green Mile.
Mask of the Red Death.
Lily blood curdling.
Hitting the pendulum.
Not even unnerving.
Irving on your first cousin when she's 13 years old.
Now that's disturbing.
Steven, you pretend to do it. I've been really living through a misery and poverty and family woes. I see through you like pantyhose. Do a Chappelle and sip sick cameos. Even if you're grabbing on a weapon, then you better get a step in if you're messing with the whore lord. In a minute, maybe I'ma hit him, cut him into itty bitty bits, and I'ma stick him in the floorboard.
Speaking of bored,
you are the worst.
Dropped out of school, but you can't drop a verse.
I could've spent that time better.
In 8 bars, I can write a whole bestseller.
I'm so prolific, sickly goblin won't be bothering me.
I'm on a clobbering spree,
and I'll be smacking you with any of the big thick bucks.
My big dick bibliography.
See, I'm the author with the blood and gore lore galore that'll horrify a reader to the core.
Fame,
money,
talent,
success,
you'll always have less.
Evermore. Oh yeah.
All right, who won that rap battle, do you think?
Oh, totally Stephen King.
Yeah,
Stephen King. Contest.
Zach Sherwin was Stephen King. You know, aside from being funny and being on topic, that's actually not bad as a rap.
I mean, it is. I mean,
he's a decent rapper.
He's a great rapper, yeah. And I think on his YouTube channel, you can check out some of his just solo raps, and they are just so funny because he's a very smart, very quick guy, and so he'll rap about just stuff that you wouldn't expect to be rapped about. And he's so talented that you're just like blown away by these things. So
remember a bit about Eminem. Eminem, how he's a rapper, you know, he's a white rapper. He does some of his stuff is pretty good too. I'm not too keen on that kind of rap, but I mean, his is good, and he's just as good too. So I was really into that. Like, I can't rap.
Yeah,
I eat rap, but I can't. I just can't rap.
I'm getting blown away by your controversial opinion that Eminem is a pretty good rapper.
Well, no, he is. I like him. I don't think he was the best, but I like some of his stuff, though. Some of his rap stuff is, you know, he's really cool. That's what I think. You know? He's a white. Every guy did rap was all black. He's the first white guy seen do a rap. Like, well,
oh,
no.
Here we go.
Well, no, it's true. I can't rap. Yo, my name is Jerry. I'm Harry. No, I can't do that.
Hey, that wasn't bad. That was good. For a 1 second rap. That wasn't.
Yeah, especially on National Bald Day.
Yeah, right? My name is Jerry. I'm Harry Scary. I'm going bald on top.
So, Zach Sherwin, you said he mixes some stand up with some rap in his live performances.
Oh yeah, it's so much fun. It's a blast. You'll just be rocking in your seats.
Have you booked him before, or is this your first time?
Yeah, no. We had him a couple years ago, and it was amazing.
And it was
so much fun.
Nice.
Yeah, actually, the first time I met him was, geez, maybe 8 years ago. I was at a Mike Birbiglia show, and he opened the show. It was in Newport, Rhode Island. Afterwards, he was selling, like, you know, crappy little CDs. I was like, hey, I do a radio show. I want to interview you. This was, like, very early on in my radio show. And we've been friends ever since. And now he, you know, he's got a album with Comedy Central Records, and he's been on all these TV shows. And I actually, if you guys ever seen him, I know this is a stretch, but have you seen the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on CW?
I saw an episode of it. It was just crazy.
It's a crazy show. I started watching it because Zach told me he wrote a couple of the songs on the show.
Oh,
so I was
wow.
like, okay, I got to check this out. And now I'm obsessed with the show. It's so funny. It's not what you'd expect. So he's writing stuff on that. He's writing stuff on the Epic Rap Battles. He's just an all-around amazing guy. And that's now good. He hosts an HQ ripoff, like one of those live trivia apps on your phone.
Okay.
I can't even remember. It's called Arena, and it's terrible, so I don't recommend it. Even he, like, I saw him a few weeks ago, and he's like, yeah, I host this thing, but don't play it. It's terrible. And so I downloaded it, and it was terrible, and I have since deleted it. But it's cool to see him on there and, you know, asking trivia questions.
That's really cool. Is this an all ages show? He seems like a sort of a family friendly comedian.
I think you know, we don't restrict the shows, but we tend to suggest 18 plus for our shows. 21 plus is probably better because we do sell alcohol. But yeah, I think any age would be able to appreciate it, but maybe some of the references might go over a younger kid's head. So I wouldn't recommend it for younger kids, but if you're in high school, you'll have an okay time, I bet.
All right, that sounds great. It does sound like I don't know if the word is safe, but he sounds like he doesn't really offend too many people with his material.
Yeah, I don't think that I wouldn't necessarily consider him like a clean comedian,
right?
But I think his stuff is it's not vulgar. I wouldn't describe it that way.
Now, last month, Jerry and I got into a discussion about the current state of stand-up comedy, and I'm under the opinion that comedy has been dead for a while, and I blame the crowds,
because
you can get offended by any little thing, go home, jump on Twitter, and then that comedian is banned from a club.
Right.
And I feel like...
Yeah, it's weird. It's definitely, it had been going down that path for years,
yes.
And it's starting to really
How have the crowds been, though, at your shows? Do you get any complaints from anybody?
We don't get any complaints, but I've definitely noticed that regardless of the political stance of people in the audience, people do not want to hear anything about politics.
Right.
Whether they hate Trump or love Trump, they don't want to hear you talk about Trump. They don't want to hear about any politics. It's just, I think it's kind of becoming this thing where people want to get away from politics no matter what stance. So,
because now I've seen before, politics is nothing but a joke now. Back when I was growing up, politics meant something, you know, because you had to be in school for so many
right.
years.
Right. It's fun to make fun of politics when it means something.
Right. But when it doesn't mean anything, it's like,
yeah,
you know,
it's
this
like,
guy had his own reality show down the toilet, you know?
I think what it is it's so oversaturated in entertainment. Like, you can't
right.
turn on a show without either feeling attacked or like, oh, this guy gets what I'm saying,
right.
but someone else feels attacked.
Right.
And nobody wants to feel
like,
attacked
Saturday
when they're trying
Night,
to be entertained.
Saturday Night Live's one of them.
Right.
Everything. Alec Boland playing Donald Trump, you know, and it's like, it just goes on and on and on. And you got all the other ones playing Hillary and then all the other. It's like, you know, it's like politics isn't but a joke now. It's just
right.
like, you know, no one, you know, they don't get it. They just don't care.
I do have a feather to put in my hat, though. On pretty much the best comedy show, one of our former headliners just hosted Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
last
nice.
Week, we had Awkwafina on very early on
a bottle
shows.
Of water.
We had a bottle of water on. No, Awkwafina, she's an Asian comedy rapper. She was just in Crazy Rich Asians. She was in Ocean's 8. And
oh, wow.
She just hosted Saturday Night Live the other week.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think your odds
cool.
are?
What
do you think your odds are of ever being able to book her again?
Probably pretty low.
Very low.
But no, actually, I went to college with her. And
Wow.
Oh, you got a chance.
And the day she put out her first song as Awkwafina, I got in touch with her, and I had her on Alternative to Sleeping, my former radio show. So I was probably the first person to ever interview Awkwafina.
Oh, that's nice.
And
That's really good.
And then now she's super famous, and I'm in a church basement listening to him as we discuss comedy.
Tell them to get those little people now.
That's right.
Now, do you take suggestions for comics that you could book as headliners?
Oh, always, yeah. I mean, typically we book people that we know, so... you know, it's a great mix for Tom and I. We know a lot of comedians each, but he also knows different people than I do. So I know some people from the radio show. He knows people from, you know, working in New York and that kind of stuff. So
all right, I have a great suggestion because okay. we were just talking about how audience members don't want to show up to a show and hear about politics. How about Nick DiPaolo? Do you think you could get Nick DiPaolo?
I would love to get Nick DiPaolo. You know, that's
I love
the,
Nick.
That's the thing for me is, you know, I definitely lean liberal on many issues, but I can appreciate comedy. You can rag on Trump. You can be pro-Trump. If you're funny, I find it funny. I'm not going to get offended by anything. And I've seen Nick a number of times.
I've seen him once with you, actually.
Yeah. And if you remember, Joe List was his opener, who is now, you know, huge,
yeah,
and one of my favorite comics.
He was opening for Louis C.K. I don't know what happened to all that, but he's pretty big.
Yeah, actually, I was just texting Tom, my co-producer, the other day, and I said, "Hey, we should get Louis C.K.
We probably could,
right?
He's getting back up on stage these days, and
he'll come up to Schenectady and I'm sure. tell some jokes.
Why not?"
Oh.
Isn't he come up here anyway? Isn't he up here recently coming up?
He used to have a house in the area, I think.
Yeah, Hudson, I think.
Hudson, yeah. He used to have a house in the area. I don't know if he still does.
Probably sold it.
Probably.
Where do you see comedy going, like stand-up as an industry in like the next 5 or 10 years? Do you think there's still going to be room for guys like me who get up there and don't care about offending the audience?
Yeah, I think I think with podcasts, and I think YouTube did this a bit, but now YouTube's kind of on its decline. But I feel like people are gonna be interested more in on-demand stuff. I think we've seen that with TV and Netflix, and I don't know if live shows are necessarily gonna keep booming. But I think the niche kind of recorded mediums like radio shows and podcasts, I think those are gonna continue to take off. Because you can really get in specific. If people want to listen to a podcast specifically about model plastic horses,
yes.
and a comedy show specifically about the hobby of plastic horses, they can. And I think that it's going to continue like that. And we'll get some superstars from those things, and they're going to have a niche audience, and they'll be able to tour, but it's not going to be, you know, those kind of folks aren't going to go to a traditional comedy club.
Dave Canyon was in the studio a few months back. He had just gone to a podcast convention.
Yes.
The name escapes me. But we talked about that, like some of the weirdest topics that could have podcasts out there. Like Ben Franklin is a topic for an entire podcast, episode after episode of Ben Franklin.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, if you... for my current job, I keep up to date with a lot of what's touring and what's, selling tickets in theaters. And these podcasts are huge. These podcast tours. There's a podcast called My Favorite Murder. Have you guys heard of this?
No, I haven't.
No.
You never heard of it, right?
No.
It's a podcast, two female comedians discussing, murders, and they sell out 2,000, 3,000 seat venues and arenas across the globe. It's amazing. These niche markets, once you find that niche, those people are willing to pay to see you and support you.
You ever seen my podcast?
What?
You ever seen my podcast?
No.
What do you mean, no?
What's your podcast? Is it this one right here?
No, this is a radio show. What do you do?
Yeah,
obviously.
His podcast is a YouTube series where he sits down with comedians, usually at the Lark Tavern.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
And interviews them, yes.
You forgot about me, didn't you? How dare you?
No, I don't listen to any podcast.
He's a big guy now. He's a big, he's a big shot. We don't matter no more.
I listen to Howard Stern, and I don't listen to anything else. It's pretty much.
Oh, it's
and,
Howard Stern.
And WGXC. Don't forget.
WGXC, yeah. Hello.
When you're in the area, you tune into WGXC.
There you go.
That's right.
And you're considering pulling over your car and pledging.
Yeah, I got a YouTube channel on the Jerry What the What.
Diamond. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've got a radio show. It's called Jason Smith's Deplorable Radio Show, and you are listening to it right now. So do you see possibly expanding pretty much the best comedy show and not leaving Proctor's, staying in Proctor's, but also going on a tour with it someday?
Yeah, maybe someday. It's not something that I'm, you know, actively pursuing, but if the opportunity came up, I wouldn't say no.
Who are some of the best headliners you've had that you would take on a tour like that?
Oh, man. You know, sometimes what's really great is we'll bring in one of our friends to headline, and then they will bring a feature who we've never met, and we meet some amazing people that way. And one of my favorite headliners is this guy, Mike Leibovitz. You guys probably never heard of him, but he makes me like cry laughing so hard.
Oh, wow.
He's so great. So he's someone I would love to get if I did a tour. I mean, people like Zach Sherwin and Mike Kaplan, I mean, you just can't go wrong with them. Brooke Van Poplin was so fun to have. I mean, Awkwafina should probably sell some tickets now. trying to think. I mean, everyone we've had, we've really had a good 4 years of solid shows. I really can't say we've had a bad headliner. But picking my favorite is tough. But probably Mike or Chris Lamberth or someone like that.
Nice.
Be great. Joe List was great, of course. Mark Normand was amazing. It's hard to pick.
What would you say sets your show apart from the other like regular comedy clubs in the area, without naming names, of course?
I think what sets us apart is that we have a really good reputation for being respectful to our comedians. We pay our comedians and don't dick them around or anything. and we also we don't just comp the shows out. You know, I think for one of the clubs in the area, they really don't sell any tickets anymore. It's just all free tickets and, you know, drink sales, and it devalues comedy. And it definitely is hurting rather than helping comedy as a whole. You know, just an example of our integrity, we double booked a show by accident. It was my mistake. I booked a comedian and then forgot that I booked them. And then like 5 months later, the day before the show, I get a text like, "Hey, how come a different person's picture is on the website?" I was
wow.
Oh my God. and we still paid him full price. We said, sorry, you know, we already booked the show, with someone else. So we apologize. And we still paid him. And, that's something that I don't think, certain clubs in this area would be respectful of.
I would have considered doing like a double show, like, like a mega 4 hour.
It would have been cool. It would have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been great. It's like two shows, one with one guy and one with the other guy, you know,
right.
Two shows. It would still have been good.
Now, you talked about one of the clubs pretty much giving away tickets. They don't care about what they make on their ticket sales. They care about selling dinner and drinks. The club you're talking about, I'm not going to name names because I'm not here to trash talk clubs, but I actually ran into you.
Yeah.
Recently. The last time I saw you was at this club. We both had free tickets to the same show.
To someone who I would never expect to have free tickets given away to the show.
Jim Florentine.
One of my all-time favorite comedians. And
I saw him, too.
Were you there, too?
Yeah. I was there at the two show. I wasn't there. Not you were there. I was there the following night.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
What did you think of the show?
I thought it was great.
He's so funny. Okay. Yeah.
He's funny. He's hilarious. I think he made me laugh all through the whole show.
Now, when I ran into you before the show, I was there with my friend Russ Davignon. He's been on the show a couple times.
I love Russ.
and I was warning Russ that this isn't your usual type of comedy. This isn't your...
it's not your feel-good kind
your
of comedy.
Your unicorns and butterflies and rainbows comedy. And Russ is known for his fake laughing at just about anything, whether it's funny or not. And I told him, it's not that type of show. And I was pretty much warning him that he was walking into a raunchy show. But we get in there, and I'm going to be honest. I've seen Florentine 3 times. I would say the other 2 times were better than this one.
Oh, yeah.
He's
definitely
like,
not as raunchy anymore.
Right. It wasn't as
yeah, he's
edgy.
Definitely mellowed a little bit.
And as a matter of fact, when we were walking out, Russ is like, well, what's going on? You warned me about the show before we walked in. This wasn't any worse than anything I see anywhere else. I was like, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Do you think he's adjusting to the way crowds are these days, or was he just working on new material? And
I don't know. I think it was both.
I think he was doing both.
Yeah, I think maybe, he's never really been that insane compared to people like Anthony Jeselnik or anything, where it's like really
right.
over the top. But I think it's also like his son's getting older and he's maturing a little
bit. That could have
you know, I think
to do.
It's kind of just how he's evolved as a person, and maybe some of that has to do with the current climate.
I mean, if you think about it, Jim Florentine really hit it big when he developed a puppet that was mentally disabled.
You could never get away with that anymore.
No, never.
I still find those to be Crank Anchors is one of my favorite shows and one of my biggest comedy influences, and you really can't get away with that anymore.
And he didn't even reference that during the show. I mean,
right.
he's referenced it in past
right.
comedy
right.
specials and stuff.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite jokes. He's this was years ago, and he said he was playing at college, and students from the college, some of them were trying to protest his show because he does this character on prank calls where it's a mentally challenged individual, and they were protesting that he was coming to their college. So they said, you know what, we're going to put all of the full front row is going to be all mentally challenged people just to protest this. And his response is, that's great, they're going to laugh at everything.
And then they didn't show up.
Oh man,
that's funny.
Now I'm pretty much the best comedy show.
Yeah.
You usually open, and Tom also does a set, or
yeah, we
switch
usually
back and
switch
forth.
Off as host or opener. We switch off probably every month because nobody likes to host.
Do you perform elsewhere as well, or
not so much anymore? It's pretty much the best. I do a couple shows here and there, but it's not a main focus of mine anymore.
Do you focus mostly on producing the show as opposed to?
Yeah, that's tend to be. It's tended to be how it's gone for me. But then, as you know, I'm really interested in storytelling. I had been producing a show at Mopco called Storytime Time for about a year. And then things got so busy that I stopped producing it. But I am bringing that back in December. So I'm super excited to get back into that because it's almost more rewarding to stand on stage and do storytelling than stand up for me. It's just it's a different experience, and I really enjoy it.
It's great that you're bringing that back because I've stopped in for a couple of those shows and they're fantastic. I've performed in a couple of them before they were at the Mopco.
Yeah, you were on the first iteration.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think I was also at the one in Troy before that bar. I don't know if
like,
it got shut down. Did I say shot down?
Same thing.
It's Troy.
It's Troy.
Have you been to Cocopelli's ever?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That lasted like 2 shows in Cocopelli's. And I was like,
I was on one of them. So.
That was my first and last time I was in that place.
But
yeah.
I'm glad you're bringing this back. Last time you were on the show, we were actually talking about storytelling shows and what they're all about.
Oh, they're so much fun.
I don't know if you've met Jerry Diamond before the show today.
No, we've met.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yeah. I've seen one of his shows at the prosecutors during Schenectady a few years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. With Jim Felt there and...
Well, Jerry is actually a pretty good storyteller, believe it or not.
You should do it.
Do you know Carla Carey, comedian Carla Carey?
Yeah, she does the show. She's done Storytime Time quite a bit.
She does that at the Hudson River Coffee
Shop. Yeah, I did her show.
Yeah. She does every third Friday of each month. You always come out and check it out.
I have before. It's
great. That's one. You come out again. It's more than once.
Yeah.
My favorite story of yours, Ethan, has always been the Hamboo story.
Yeah, y'all got Hamboo.
I don't remember if I had you tell that story on the air last time you were on.
I don't know.
But
it is on YouTube if you search Y'all Got Hamboo.
Y'all got Hamboo.
I actually don't know what you're supposed to search, but if you search my name on YouTube, it'll come up.
Hey, there you
Ethan
go.
Ullman.
Did that go viral at all?
Not viral in the sense that it got millions of views, but I told it on the Risk Storytelling podcast hosted by Kevin Allison, and once he posted the story, it kind of became a story synonymous with the brand Risk. So, you know, for example, like the fans were messaging Wendy's on Twitter saying, "Y'all got Hambu." The whole story is you know, me being an a-hole college kid harassing a poor you know, minimum wage workers at a food establishment. But but then of course,
their farms.
Yeah. So then of course, you know, people were joking about it and messaging them. What was really funny is one time I got a Twitter notification from Kevin. Someone tweeted to him and said, "Hey, my husband got me a Risk-themed birthday cake this year, and the cake was a reference to my story, Y'all Got Hambu." So it's
The story's
kind of become synonymous, and they played clips of it in their 100th best of episode, and so that's pretty cool. But then I was looking it up because I Google myself every once in a while, and I found the new website where they play Risk shows and put the stories on. I have some very, very strong fans who hate me on there. Like, this guy's a privileged a-hole making fun of. It's like, did you listen to the story? I talk about how terrible I was. Just because I did something terrible doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about it and laugh about it.
Exactly. It was terrible back then, but it's funny now.
Right. It was funny then, too.
I got many stories like that, too.
Yeah.
Now, over the summer, you were out in L.A.
Yeah. And
Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, I don't know if you know this about me, Jerry, but I'm a huge Weird Al fan.
I do know that.
You did know that.
Yes, I did know
and,
that.
And it's a sickness, but I embrace it and I love it. No, so
I love Weird Al, too. I think he's funny. He's hilarious. I love some of his albums, you know, his certain albums that came out. I love it. I love his stuff.
He is just endlessly entertaining. And I've taken the obsession to very weird levels, but I went out to L.A. because he finally was awarded a star on the Walk of Fame. And my friend Dave Rossi, he started this campaign 15, 16 years ago because it's not, you can't just like say, "Hey, I want a star."
Right.
Dave was in L.A. one time and he saw that there was no Al star. So he started the Weird Al Star Fund. And every year for 15 years, he submitted a nomination for Al, and it just never accepted it, which is crazy.
It is crazy
considering the people who get stars have, you know, nowhere near the credentials or you know, fan base as Al. So finally, after 15 years, they finally accepted the nomination. Al was awarded a star, but the star cost $40,000.
Oh wow!
Oh my God!
So through Dave.
So
and,
you flew out there to give them $40,000.
No, so every year they would raise the price, and Dave and another fan, Vicky, they ran this star fund, and they raised the $40,000.
Nice.
It's good. One of the only, if not the only, completely fan funded Hollywood star. So, as someone who worked on the campaign and someone who donated, I went out there, and anyone else who had donated were invited to go to a private viewing area, so like a better premium viewing of the ceremony. And then Al and his longtime manager threw us a party at the Viper Room, and it was exclusive. It was just like 70 of us, free dinner. Steve J, Weird Al's bassist, his band played a set for us.
Oh, cool.
Dr. Demento was there, and then Al showed up and said hi to everyone. It was a very, very special day.
Did you happen to run into our mutual friend Kyle Carroza?
Absolutely, yeah.
Nice.
He was standing right next to me at the ceremony, and then we had lunch the next day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It was about time we all got a start because he's funny. I love his albums and everything. He's funny. Coming here, I laugh my butt off.
You know, there's very few musicians who have been relevant as long as he has. So yeah. It was definitely a.
I just can't believe that he didn't get nominated way before that. Why they shot him down for? Because I think he's very entertaining, and he's really creative with his stuff. You know,
right.
I seen this. I listened. I sent his videos back in the day of MTV and everything.
Yep.
I think, oh my God, this guy is very creative. He's funny. Why wouldn't he wait this long to do that for him? You know, it doesn't make
it
any sense.
It makes no sense. And you know what was?
There's people out there that shouldn't even got a star, and then they got stars. I don't know.
What was really satisfying was in talking to the people who run the Star Foundation. they said that the crowd that showed up for Al is bigger than any other star they've ever had. They were overwhelmed because there were so many people there to see the viewing.
And but they feel stupid.
I'm sure they do. So now we got to get him, because now he has a star in music. So now we got to get him one for TV, one for movies.
Yeah, for like comedy. You know, I mean, he's like I said, he's very entertaining.
Yeah, across
media. He's very creative with his videos and everything. I think he's funny. You know,
yeah.
I mean, maybe it's just me. I don't know. I'm weird.
It's not just you.
I mean, maybe somebody else is starring me in Hollywood somewhere. Who knows?
Well, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I just checked the time and.
Wow.
We're just about out of time.
Oh, wow. Really? Time flies. You're having fun, doesn't it?
I'm going to have to get you back on here again sometime. Absolutely. It's been too long since the last time I had you on. I mean,
and I have I had a Weird Al story I wanted to tell you guys, but I think it might be too long. So maybe next time.
Can you tell it at the Storytime Time show?
I probably will.
There you go.
December you go. 14th. If you want to hear it.
Storytimetimemopco.org for more information.
And where can people get tickets to pretty much the
you
best
can
comedy
get
show?
Get pretty much the best comedy show tickets at proctors.org. And it's October 27th, Saturday, with Zach Sherwin. And, I'll just give you a preview of the story. I drove in L.A. 3 hours up to San Luis Obispo to visit Al's college, and because I wanted to visit the bathroom where he recorded My Bologna.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So there's a lot of weird stuff that happened.
Oh, that's
in that
cool.
journey. So
I'm going to have to stop in and check out your show in December.
That would be
December
great.
14th at Mopco.
Great. And we got to get you on one of the shows.
Absolutely. I'd be glad to do it.
And if you ever want to come back, Jason,
I'd love to. I don't know what stories I could tell. I could tell you about this, though. We are still doing the pullover and pledge drive. So if you're listening in your car, pull over your car to the side of the road where it's safe. I don't want anyone getting hurt doing this. Pull over and either call 518-697-7400 or go online at wgxc.org/donate and give us $5 or $10. I mean,
or 5 or 10 bucks
a month or more if you can afford it.
Give us $20,000.
$20,000 would be great.
How cool would that be?
$20,000 a month would be awesome.
I would give one ticket to Storytime Time if people gave $20,000.
We're looking for some sustaining support here. You know, once a month, donate $5. It's like a subscription, but if it gets to be too much, if you don't want to do it anymore, you can go back online and click. You're off. And if you feel like coming back and supporting again, you can come back and support again. You know, $5, $10, $20,000.
I mean, think of those Jerry's kids.
Hey, can I do one more plug?
Yes, sure.
I meant to say this. I know I offered to you guys to be on the show, Storytime Time. But we are actively looking for people to submit to the show. We want to find new storytellers. So anyone listening, if you are a storyteller or if you want to be a storyteller, you can send an email to comedicstories@gmail.com. And we'd love to talk to you and find a spot on an upcoming show.
That'd be great. I'm sure there's some great storytellers out there listening to the show right
yes.
now.
Yes. So just comedicstories@gmail.com and we'll set something up.
That's great.
Beautiful. And real quick before we get off, I want to throw out a couple birthday shout outs. My father's birthday was this past Tuesday, so
happy birthday to my dad.
Jason's dad.
And my girlfriend Bonnie's birthday is this coming Tuesday.
Hey, birthday,
so
Bonnie.
Happy
this coming
birthday,
Tuesday.
Bonnie. Yes.
On Tuesday.
Happy birthday, Bonnie.
So happy birthday.
Says that my girl Amanda was sitting out in the car waiting for me to come out there.
25 years young.
25 wow. years young. Wow. God bless them.
Your 25th anniversary?
Everything's 25. 25th okay. anniversary. I just turned 25 myself.
Also, I'm hosting a show next Saturday at the Hudson River Coffee Shop with Ed Smythe. We're doing a show, like science show. So it's going to be me, Ed Smythe, Chris O'Leary, Ryan Anderson. So come on out for the show next Saturday at the Hudson River Coffee Shop.
It's a science show?
Like a science comedy show.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah. So
there you go.
That sounds fun.
Look up Jerry Diamond if you want to follow
Absolutely.
Him on Facebook.
Follow.
Watch his Facebook
follow
Live.
Me.
Ethan Ullman, you're on Twitter?
Yeah, Ethan Ullman on Twitter.
Follow easy for me to say. Follow at Deplorable Radio on Twitter for the show. We're going to leave you here with someone who's going to be on the cruise that I'm going on. This is Corey Taylor of Slipknot doing an acoustic set. This is him doing a cover of Wild Horses on WGXC.
Thanks for having me, guys. This is
You're
a lot
welcome.
Fun.
Thank you for coming
on.
In. Come on again
time.
Sometime soon.
Love
yeah,
it.
Please come back. Come
Love
on
having
back.
You on.
Welcome
the new
to
news
show.
Is up next. Thank you, guys. We'll catch you in November. Hope it's not snowing by then.
Hope not.
Childhood living. to do. The things you